Boston's bleak skyline, he could understand the difficulty of this sacred mission and felt great compassion for these godless people. Thus, with perfect humility, he composed this historic prayer in Bengali, praying for the deliverance of all fallen souls. This prayer is called Markane Bhagavata Dharma, or Preaching Bhagavata Dharma in America.
Guru Kripa Koile Krishna Dhame Pati Kilavi
Krishna, you are so kind to promise you so soul. I do not know why you are brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied. And therefore, they have no taste for the transcendental message of blessed day. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the metals of devotional service? Oh Lord, I simply pray for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message.
Satve prasidati evam prasanna All living entities have come under the control of your illusory energy by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire their deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation. And if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. How will he become liberated from the influences of the modes of ignorance and passion, and thus all inauspicious things accumulated in the core of the heart will disappear?
Hinupono shakti nahi atacho enecha prabhu katha mali bare je tomar icha prabhu koroi bare akhil jagat guru bachana sai Alankrita Korivan Kamata Toman Tava Kripa Hale Mor Katha Shudha Hade Shunya Sabar Shaka Dukha Je Guchiye.
How will I make them understand this message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benediction that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, you Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I am simply repeating your message. So if you like, you can make me my power of speaking suitable for your understanding. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel enlightened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life.
Anya cho jadi prabhu amare na chate na cha prabhu na cha se mate kashtera putani jata na cha Sevate Bhakti Nai Vedanai Name Kugaro Bhakti Vedanta Nam Ibisanta Kukoro.
O Lord, I'm just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance. Make me dance. O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge. But I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I've been designated as Bhaktivedanta. And now, if you like, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta.
Signed, the most unfortunate, insignificant beggar, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, on board ship Jaladuta, Commonwealth Pier, Boston, Massachusetts, USA, 18th of September,
1965. Completed. Then begin. Namo Vishnu Pada.
Namo Vishnu Padayo, Krishna Prishtayo, Bhutale, Srimate
Charan Bhakti, Bhagavad Charan Prabhu, he all liked me, my kirtan so much. He used to play on mridanga and myself, doing kirtan. Se Rupa Manjari Pada, Se Mora Sampada, Se Mora Bhajana Puja. Like this also. No.
Agyanati virandasya Gyanam janasalakaya Chakshurun militam jena Tasmai si guravai Vancha kalpataru bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanitya Vaishnavibhyo Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurachandraya Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikāyai tadālayai Krishnāya Krishna bhaktāya tadabhaktāya Yam praprajantam anupetam apetakrityam Dvaipāyano virahakātarya juhāv Putreti tanme tayātarvobhine Tam sarvabhūtarya munimā Tavai vasmi, najivami toya vina, iti bhigyayadhi, tangnayamam, bhaktya vihina, aparadhanas, chiptvasya kamaditaram, kripamai kvam saranam prapanna, vrinde namaste, yaranam.
Bye. Millions of humble obeisances under the lotus feet of my Paramaradha Dev Om Vishnu Vat Sishmat Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Swami Maharaj and same millions of my humble obeisances
under the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru. Om Vishnu Varshishmat Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We were explaining what is pure bhakti, uttama bhakti. If there is uttama, then there must be anuttama, not pure, some more pure. So many gradations of bhakti is there. In brief, we can say that pure bhakti is only one kind, uttama bhakti, and which is only in Braja and especially in Gopi and more especially in Srimati Radhika. But when a sadhak in this world try to follow pure bhakti, according to their stages, oh, bhakti has been divided into so many fractions or gradations. Because sadhak have some unwanted things, anartha, and the anartha in them not in one stage but so many gradations. So, Srila Rupa Goswami has divided them in so many gradations. First, karma pradhani bhuta bhakti. First, karma pradhani bhuta bhakti. We are all karmi in this world. I think that more than 99% all are karma. But in them, those who have very slight, minute bhakti, and where is karma is prominent and bhakti is subordinate, then it is called pradhani bhuta bhakti. But where both are mixed, but bhakti is prominent and karma subordinate, then bhakti pradhani bhuta karma. We see in India, in our history, in Purans, Maharaj Harishchandra, Maharaj Shivi, Dadhichi, oh, they are pradhani bhuta karma. They have very minute part of bhakti, but they have. But their karma was prominent. Their bhakti governed by karma. What is the history of Harishchandra? That he was a very big king. He used to speak always truth, always. Has promised that in his life he will not speak lie, always truth. And he, as far as he knew, he used to speak true. But Vishwamitra was the great Rishi and Bhagavat Bhakta. He thought, well, his false ego that he is speaking true. Like, I want to ask him, what is your name, please?
Kamalananda Das.
You are speaking true or false? Lie.
True.
Are you this body? What you are? Then this name is not true. Your father has anyhow kept it. Or Gurudev has kept it. But it is not the name of soul. But you are soul. So you are bound to tell lie in this world. Have you any house? No. Can you tell your father's name? What name?
My father's name.
Yeah.
Yes, I can tell.
What name?
Lawrence Angel.
Lawrence Angel.
Oh, it is false. Because soul is part and parcel, eternal part and parcel of God. He is not anyone's son, husband, wife, daughter. So in world, we are bound to tell. But he has a false ego that I am what I am telling. He has false ego that I am a king. One day Vishwamitra came. He wanted to give some instruction and true knowledge. So he came in dream. O king, you are very
generous.
Generous and humble and donator, I've heard. Please give your kingdom to me. And he promised that I will give. But Vishwamitra disappeared. And in the very morning, next morning he came. Do you remember? What? I don't remember. You have given something to me? I don't remember. You remember your dream? Oh, yes. Then, give me your whole kingdom. He said, yes, I'm giving. And he took sankalp, vow, and gave. Then Vishwamitra told that give some dakshina for this. If anyone donates something, or dakshina is needed. He told, oh,
treasurer,
bring 10,000 golden coins and give at once to Vishwamitra. Vishwamitra told him, you are lawyer, false ego. If you have given me kingdom, all treasury, all money, everything army, everything kingdom is mine. So you cannot give from this. You can give which is not of your kingdom. And he was thinking, no, what to give, how to give? 10,000 golden coins. He could not imagine what to do. And he told, why not you are selling yourself? You, your wife and one son, Rohitas. You can sell, but not in my kingdom. Out of my kingdom. When he saw the whole world is in his kingdom, what to do? Then he told that you should go to Kashi. Kashi is not in this world. So better you should go and sell yourself. He wanted to sell him, but he could not. Only half amount came for him. What to do for me? For
rest.
5,000. He sold him in the hand of a dome. Dome, you know?
Cremator.
Yes.
You know.
And then he told her, you should sell your son and your wife. Oh, for them, a Brahmin came. I told her, I can take you. By
2,500.
Like this. And he sold. What is the meaning? Now he is not king. His wife and children are not. And in the meantime, after some days, snake came in the night, dark night, and bite his son. He was dead. His wife, Tara, was weeping bitterly. And he came to burning hot.
He made some ground.
To do his lost sanskar. Harishchandra was god of that place. He told him, did not do that, my wife and children are here. My son. And my son is dead. He told, first you should give tax for cremation ground. Otherwise, I will not allow you to do anything. She was weeping bitterly. In the meantime, lightning came. And he saw that, my wife, he has sold. He has no right to tell that she is my wife and he is my son. But even there was false about that she is my wife and my son is dead now. He became very nervous and began to weep also. But he never allowed her to do last sanskar. In the meantime, told you, give me tax first, though you are my wife, no consideration. He is my son, no consideration. Then she
told her sorry.
Sorry. And she was giving. I have nothing to pay. I can pay only. And when he began to talk, at once Vishwamitra, Dharmaraj, and so many came and told, now you should see, Vishwamitra told, how false ego you have. You have sold your kingdom, but still you have false ego. That I am father of Rohitashva and
husband of Saiva.
You have sold also yourself. Why you are weeping? Why you are weeping? Then he began to weep. Then told, don't weep. You should not, soul is eternal. Body is not eternal. And we are not body. Don't weep for body. Try to realize that you are soul, eternal servant of Krishna. Then this moh, maya, mamata will go away at once. And then you can be pure bhakti. Then he became, now he was karmi, karma pradhan, and now he became bhakti pradhan. Why? He went in jana lok, bhur bhuva swaha maha jana. Shivi shem, you know Shivi? Very short. He was also karmi. Karm Pradhan. But later on, he became Bhakti Pradhani Bhuta. Karmi.
The story of King Shivi is also similar. He was also very strictly following the religious principles, giving charity and giving protection to all who came into his shelter. So once Pigeon, who was actually Indra, he came to his palace and he was being chased by
Eagle.
And he was trying to save his life. And this pigeon came to the king and requested that you should protect me from this eagle. And King Shivi said, yes, I'll protect you. And in the meantime, when eagle came and wanted to take this pigeon, then King Shivi, he stopped him. And eagle said, why are you doing like that? This pigeon is my food. If I don't eat my food, then I will die. So you have to also take care of me. Then King Shivi said, that's fine, I understand that. But because this pigeon has taken my shelter, so I cannot allow in any way to kill him. You can give me any other option that I can provide any food for you. Then eagle agreed that if you give me your flesh equal to the weight of this pigeon, then I may leave this pigeon. Then King Shivi said, all right. And then he arranged for escape. And then the pigeon was kept on one end, one side of the scale, and King Shivi, he started cutting off flesh from his body, starting from his thighs. And little by little, little by little, little by little, he was putting on the scale to make both ends balanced. But what was happening? Pigeon was still very heavy, and that end was lower. And lastly, seeing no other option, King Shivi himself sat down on the scale. And then that scale became balanced. And now, by this time, he has already taken off all the flesh of his body, and he himself had done there. So now, the pigeon, the eagle, they all became pleased, and they manifested to him in the original forms as Indra and Shiva, Dharmaraj. And then they blessed him that we are very happy to see that how strictly you keep your words and you try to fulfill what you have spoken.
So, by the fruit of this birth, Dhani Bhuta Karma Bhakti. Oh, he also went to Jan. Not to that he other births, in all another birth, he did not become a pure bhakta. By this anyone cannot. Dadhichi similarly. What similarly you? Very brief.
So, Dadhichi also was a saintly person. You know about
he was the rishi.
Yes, he was a rishi. He used to live in Mishrik Tirtha near Naimisharana. Naimisharana, the place where Bhagavat sitting of second adhivesan of Srimad Bhagavat
took place. Don't go for detail.
Between Sut and Saunaka, the Rishi, nearby Mishrik Tirtha, he was among the Rishi, and he was very deep of severe austerity. So one day, King Indra came in disguise and told, oh Rishi, I want some donation from you. He said, okay, no problem, which you want, I can give you. Till nowadays, Vritrasura making so much chaos, so for to kill him, have to make thunderbolt. So you have to donate your body. I need your bones to make thunderbolt. Then he began to laugh. Who are you? Then he told, I am king of heavenly planet Indra. Oh, you are so selfish. Okay, when I promise, I shall offer my body. From my bone, you can make thunderbolt, no problem. So he asked him to bring some yogurt and sugar. So he smeared the whole of his body, yogurt. And top of the yogurt, he put sugar, and he asked bring some cows. So cows came and licked his body gradually. Then whole place go away, only there is bone. From that bone, he made thunderbolt. By that thunderbolt, he killed Vritrasura. As before, who was Chittagata Maharaj, due to the curse of Parvati Devi, he became Vritrasura. And by thunderbolt, Indra killed Vritrasura, and now all heavenly planets become free from the chaos of Vritrasura. Doing this also, Dadhichirishi could not go beyond Vaikuntha. He was in this planet, means the planetary system of this world, the Mahalok or Janalok, like this, not more than that. So he also, Guni Bhutta, Karma Pradhani Bhutta Bhakti, not Pradhani Bhutta Bhakti, Hare Krishna.
We know also Dhruva Maharaj. Perhaps you all know Dhruva. What he was? First, what type of bhakti? Karma Pradhani Bhuta. He was also. But anyhow, he was so lucky and fortunate to have a guru like that is why he did not went to Janalok. What he became? Pure Bhakta. Afterward, when he took the darshan of
Narayan.
And after that also so many times Narad Rishi used to come to him and giving so many things. So he became Bhakta. But one thing you can see in him, whether he became pure Bhakta, but he was so much attachment to her mother, his mother. And that is why when he was going to Dhruvalok, I cannot go without my mother. Because she inspired me to do so. Then do told, or don't worry, your mother is going. So some attachment. But Prahlad Maharaj has no attachment at all. Attachment should be to Krishna. So Dhruv, somewhat not so high class of devotee. He had no special kind of relation to Krishna or Ram or anyone. So though he is bhakta, but not really so high class of uttam bhakta. So these are all in the list of karma mishra bhakti. Now we should come in jnani. Who are jnani? They don't accept the form of Supreme Lord. And we will mix in him. These are jnani. Like Shankar and his followers. Really, Shankar is not so, but his followers totally all. And then, Bhakti Pradhan Bhuta, Jnani, in first life, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Sanat Kumar. Even we can take Sukadeva Goswami. But by the mercy of Brahma, Sanat Kumar became pure Bhakta. What pure Bhakta? Even Jnani Bhakta. Prahlad Maharaj is Jnani Bhakta. Bhishma Pitama, Jnani Bhakta. There is difference in Jnani and Jnani Bhakta. Jnani wants to annihilation in Brahma, in Paramatma, or in Krishna. They are in gradations. But Sanat Kumar, by the grace of his father, Brahma, he became pure bhakti, but even jnani bhakti. What is the symptom of jnani bhakti? My Prabhu, my Ishtadev,
worshipable Lord.
He has no hunger, no appetite. He's supreme, he's everywhere, no form. He don't want any service. We cannot serve him. So, Sanat Kumar, Prahlad, Bhishma, all are like in this. But there is some category. Prahlad Maharaj have darshan of Nrisimhadev. And he knows that they have no special form. What lies, he comes in that form. And he is everywhere. We cannot serve, but by his mercy we are alive. Prahlad Maharaj and Bhishma Pitama also like this. But Bhishma Pitama he is among the 12 Mahajan.
Prahlad Maharaj.
But I think Prahlad Maharaj has no relation with Krishna. But Bhishma Pitama has some relation with Krishna. He is much more fortunate for this. And then now we should come to Shuddha Bhakta. Who is Shuddha Bhakta? Ambarish Maharaj. You can tell something briefly about Ambarish Maharaj.
Srila Gurudev has ordered me to speak something about Maharaj Ambarish. Maharaj Ambarish was a Shuddha Bhakta, a pure Bhakta of Krishna. That is, his kingdom, he left his kingdom to do austerities in Mathura because he has some affection for Krishna. And as we hear from Srimad Bhagavatam, unlike Prahlad Maharaj, who felt like the Lord is not thirsty or hungry because he's everywhere, he has no particular form, he never gets tired, Maharaj Ambarish engaged all of his senses in the Lord's service. First, he engaged his mind in thinking of the Lord. And because his mind was controlled, his senses followed suit. He engaged his nose in smelling the fragrance of the incense offered to the Lord. He engaged his hands in sweeping the temple of the Lord. His touch in touching the lotus feet of the pure devotees of the Lord. And this way he engaged all of his senses. Maharaj Ambarish is a great example of not putting maintenance and material responsibilities above his bhakti. Therefore, he's not karma pradani bhuta bhakta. He put bhakti way ahead of his responsibilities. We have very little responsibilities in comparison to him, and yet we find ourselves absorbed in that without faith that the holy name will give us everything and all intelligence. But he assigned other ministers and other representatives to take care of the material duties of his kingdom, and he himself absorbed himself in worship of the temple and doing bhajan. Also, he was a great follower of Ekadasi Vrat. Following the very strict standards of Ekadasi, he would not take anything, even water. So he observed Ekadasi all day, from one day to the next day. And now the time of Purim came. According to Shastra, if one hasn't taken anything at all, he doesn't have to break his fast with grains. He can take some fruit or water or anything. So he was just about to, not because of hunger, but to make his Ekadasi Vrat successful By breaking the fast at exactly the right time, he was just about to take some prasadam when he was visited by a great sage named Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni came to him because he was invited, but Maharaj Ambarish was in a dilemma. I've invited this sage, but he's come at exactly the time that I'm supposed to partake of puran. Now, my dilemma is, I know the Vedic etiquette of honoring guests, especially sages and brahmanas. So before taking anything to eat myself, I must feed him. On the other hand, I must follow the Shastra and break my fast at exactly a certain time. So he sent the sage to bathe first before taking prasadam, and then he was wondering what to do. If I offend this sage, because he's a great brahmana, surely I will go to hell and suffer in the hellish regions. However, if I don't complete my Ekadasi fast by breaking the fast at an exact time, which is before the sage is supposed to return, then an even worse hell will come to me. I'll lose my bhakti. If I lose my bhakti, even if I'm in heaven, I'll be the most unfortunate person. But if I maintain bhakti, even if I'm in hell, I'll be the most happy and fortunate person. I'll be in connection with the Lord's lotus feet. So even the brahmanas, his advisors, didn't know exactly what to do. So he himself, being a great bhakta, understood that if I take charanamrit, the water that was used to bathe the lotus feet of the Lord, this is neither fasting nor eating. And that way I won't offend anyone. As Durvasa Muni was meditating during his bath, because he's a great, powerful, mystic yogi, he understood that, oh, Maharaj Ambarish has insulted me. He's taken before me. So he immediately went back to Maharaj Ambarish, completely furious. And he, in his fury, he pulled a hair from his head and threw that hair on the floor. And that hair became a great fire demoness named Kritya. And that demoness ran towards Maharaj Ambarish. But because Maharaj Ambarish has full faith that Krishna is my maintainer, my protector, my everything, there's no need to worry. He's doing everything for me, and my only duty is to remember him. Whatever happens is up to Krishna. If I die, that's up to Krishna. If I live, that's up to Krishna. But I'll never, under any circumstances, give up my absorption in him. So Maharaj Ambarish was weeping with his palms folded, not out of fear or lamentation, but absorbed in the pastimes of the Lord. So because of that, the Lord, knowing Maharaj Ambarish's Sharanagat and pure devotion, he had previously told his Sudarshan Chakra, his ultimate weapon. And Sudarshan Chakra is also the means by which anyone else can have darshan of Krishna. Sudarshan Chakra is a manifestation of Krishna himself. So he ordered this Sudarshan Chakra. Whenever Maharaj Ambarish is in danger, you should go and protect him. So now Sudarshan Chakra immediately, instantly burned to ashes the Kritya demoness and started following Maharaj Ambarish. I'm sorry, Durvasa Muni. So Durvasa Muni ran everywhere, in the hills, in the valleys, underneath the ocean and lakes. Then he went to take shelter of Lord Shiva. He's a manifestation of Lord Shiva. Surely Lord Shiva would save him. But Lord Shiva refused, as did Brahma, because they said, "You've offended the pure devotee of the Lord. If anybody sees me with you, they'll think I have somewhat connection with you, and the Lord will reject me also. So go away from here. If you want deliverance, you'll have to go to Lord Narayan himself. So Durvasa Muni went to Harilok, that is, not exactly Vaikunthalok, beyond the material universe, beyond the Brahma Jyoti, beyond this Mahatattva. But as you know, there is a Vaikuntha planet in this very material world, and that is called Harilok. So Durvasa Muni went there, and he received the darshan of Bhagavan. And he asked Bhagavan, please save me. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. You are the well-wisher of the Brahmanas, and I am a Brahmana, so you should save me. So Bhagavan said, it's impossible to save you, because you've offended my pure devotee. You wanted to give my pure devotee pain. He surrendered everything to me. What have you ever done for me? Nothing. Even my own personal Sudarshan Chakra, who's not different from me, came to you. And what did you do? You ran in fear from your life, not taking shelter of me at all. You went who? To demigods, to Shiva and Brahma. You didn't turn to me at all. But look at Maharaj Ambarish. Even though you sent a very powerful fire demoness, he simply was absorbed in me, having full faith that whatever I do, he'll be perfectly satisfied with. So he's my Sharanagat Bhakta. Whereas you're not a Brahmana at all. You're tapasya. He's saying, I'm such a tapasvi. I'm such a vidvan. I'm full of knowledge. I'm full of austerities. And this person is a kshatriya. He didn't show honor to me, a Brahmana. So Bhagavan said, what kind of Brahmana are you? Such a person who is not gentle or humble and who's against the bhaktas, all of his tapasya and all of his knowledge becomes his death. It ruins him. How? He used his knowledge to think, oh, I've been offended. In his trance of knowledge, he's thinking, I've been offended by Maharaj Ambarish. And by his tapasya, he became so powerful that what? He tried to kill a pure devotee. So he said, your tapasya and vidya are your ruination. It's useless. So Maharaj Durvasa Muni said, but why are you only seeing my fault? Why don't you see his fault? I never go anywhere to take prasadam in anyone's house, especially a householder's house. But he invited me with such great honor that I accepted. And what did he do? He ate before me. So Bhagavan said, he wasn't eating. He was just following Shastra. Akadasi is not different from me. Akadasi is more important than Janmashtami even, or any other holy day. Just as Srimati Radhika came from the left side of Krishna and is a manifestation of his body, so Akadasi is also non-different from Krishna and should be honored as Krishna. So he was just following Shastra. And you're just concerned for your own bodily maintenance, for your own protection. Here's Sharanagat. Not only that, my mind, even if I wanted to protect you, I can't, because I don't have the mind to do so. Why not? Because my mind is not with me. My mind is in the hearts of my devotees, because my devotees are always serving me with their heart of hearts. They've actually purchased me, and I no longer belong to myself. So I live in the heart of Maharaj Ambarish. And the fact that you tried to kill Maharaj Ambarish means that you tried to kill me, and then you want me to save you, who tried to give pain to my bhakta and pain to me? He was getting so fed up with the foolish arguments and pleas of Durvasa Muni. He said, I'm tired of talking to you. Go to my bhakta and see what he'll do. He said, but now he's coming a little bit to his senses. But after what I've done, how is he possibly going to forgive me? He'll never forgive me. One sees the world in relation to his own conception of life. But Krishna said, no, he's not like you. A pure devotee always sees the slightest good that anyone does to him, he takes it as a great, great good deed. And if someone does anything greatly bad to him, he doesn't see it at all. So he'll more than forgive you. Then, now understanding the importance of this bhakta and the importance of Ekadasi, how Ekadasi has made Maharaj Ambarish so powerful that he could...
Met brief.
Yes. So he ran to Maharaj Ambarish, who had been praying for the whole year to Sudarshan Chakra to save this Muni, and he was lamenting that it was his fault that the Muni was in problem. So when Durvasa Muni fell at his feet, by the prayers of Maharaj Ambarish, Sudarshan Chakra became cooled down, and Maharaj Durvasa Muni realized the glory of the bhaktas. Maharaj Ambarish fed him prasadam, and then by the mercy of Maharaj Ambarish, Durvasa Muni himself became a great bhakta. Actually, he's a premi bhakta, but in order to glorify the pure devotees of Krishna, he doesn't mind looking bad if it makes a devotee look good.
We know so many definitions of bhakti. Ishvare parang virakti. To Supreme Lord, so much
deep attachment
is bhakti. In Srimad Bhagavatam, savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti gadhokkhaje ahetukya apratihata jayatma sampras. Also, here Rupa Goswami, by the instruction of Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this definition may be called from of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Anya bhilasita sunyam jnan karmat janapitam ankullin krishnan silanam bhakti ruttamaan. We have explained all these things, bhakti. So we see that all these symptoms of the bhakti is in Ambarish Maharaj. Though he is not Siddha, he is Sadhak, but not ordinary Sadhak. Like Bilva Mangal, of Bhav Bhakti he was. He will not go to Swarga, he will not go to Jan Lok, Marshi Lok, or Brahma Lok. What he will be? He may come in next life also. In Braja, he will have birth, and it may be that he will have association of high class of devotees, and he may accept like Braja Bhakti or Gopi Bhakti. He has chance. But Prahlad Maharaj, Bhishma, they have no chance in their first career. But we know Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, he is guru of Narad. And he has narrated, explained Ashtakali Leela. He knows everything. So his last career is pure bhakta. Like gopis, he may be. Not written anywhere, but by conclusion we can think like this. So Ambarish Maharaj has all the symptoms of pure bhakta. And he is a sadhak. He is thinking, engaging his all senses. Shramanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasyam, Sakham, with an Atmanivedanam. And you know how he engaged his mind, his all senses in Krishna consciousness. But he was sadhak. How to serve practically by Siddha Sari, Siddha Deva? Hanuman is more superior. Hanuman is Premi. Parikar of Premi, Premi Bhakta.
Parikar of Lord Ramchandra.
Ambarish Maharaj Shuddha Bhakta. And he is Premi Bhakta. He is Siddha. How he served Ram in his Prakat Leela and how he serves in Aprakat Leela too. His Prabhu sometimes he feels hunger, sometimes thirsty, sometimes tired, Ramchandra, because he is doing Prakat Leela. And Hanuman is serving totally. He is not married. Why he did not marry? Because to serve Krishna, Ram, fully. So, Hanuman is Premi Bhakta, more superior than Ambarish Maharaj and all that we told. How he serves? In all respect. Whole day and night. There are so many stories, you know. Whole Ramayana is full of the glorification of Hanuman. Oh, do you want to be Hanuman and to serve Ram like Hanuman? Why? Oh, how class of Premi Bhakti is that? Oh, you? You do not. Oh boy, you? No. You want to be like Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar? Like Ambarish Maharaj? Ambarish Maharaj. You Ambarish Maharaj? Huh? Why not? But I'm not perfect like Hanuman or anyone of that I told. Oh. Then Hanuman, you know, from his whole life, serving. Ram told that I cannot repay you. I cannot. Once, your son tell any story. In brief, one, how he used to serve Ram.
So, Hanuman always engaged in the service of Lord Ram. So once, after when Lord Ramchandra came from Lanka with Sita Devi and Lakshman and he became king and he was donating everyone some ornaments, some gold, some diamonds, some jewels, etc., etc. And Hanuman was high and he was giving them and sending them to their own residence. Hanuman was hiding. Oh, Prabhu should not give me anything and should not send me away from here.
I want to be
always to serve Lord Ramchandra. So at last Lord Ramchandra called Hanuman. Oh Hanuman, please come here. And Lord Ram looked towards Sita Devi. And Sita Devi...
For Hanuman, Ram told.
I have nothing. I could not repay him.
Sita me.
So he looked towards Sita because Hanuman treats Sita Devi like his own mother. So son can get more love and affection from mother. So Lord Ramchandra looked towards Sita Devi. Sita Devi took off his necklace, most valuable necklace, donated by her father during his marriage ceremony. There's so many diamonds, jewels, so many things. Sita Devi took it off and offered to Lord Ramchandra.
Hanuman.
And Hanuman took it away from his neck and start gnawing one after another pearls, chewing,
making in pieces,
and making into pieces. Then everyone began to laugh. What kind of intelligence is this monkey? This is so expensive. Everyone like this. All demigods also hanker for this. And he is cutting and throwing one after another pearls. How come? Then Lord Ramchandra asked, oh my dear Hanuman, why are you destroying this most valuable necklace? Hanuman humbly replied, I want to see if there is any name of Lord Ram or not.
In these jewels.
In these jewels. If there is no name of Ram, then it is useless. What shall I do by these jewels and diamonds and pearls? Then Lord Ramchandra asked, is the Ram name in your heart? Yes, I can sew. Immediate. He cheered his chest and saw everywhere, Ram, Ram. Sound is coming from his pore inside his heart, Ram, Ram, Ram. Everybody became surprised. So, Hanuman's all body, up top to bottom, was full of service of Lord Ram. By this way, he showed everyone that without Ram, I have nothing else. So, I always serve Ram. So, Hanuman told, Ram kam kiye bina mohi kaha visram. Without serving our Lord Ram, I have no rest. And for mine, this is the best. Hare Krishna.
Oh, Hanuman is also everywhere. Where there is kirtan of Ram, any explanation of his sweet pastimes of Ram, everywhere, with thousands and millions of forms he always situated there. Once, there was a Teli, India, oil maker. He was always engaged in Kulhu,
making oil,
and moving around a mortar.
Mortar. Handmade mortar.
With his bullock. Oh, making him blind like.
Covered their eyes.
Always moving. But you should explain. How? What is that?
Sri Gurudev is explaining about an oil maker in India. This is the tradition. And now also in villages, we can see like that. The way they produce oil is very, very old. And in the center of the field, they will put this two stones which are round, like grinding mortar. And then they tie a rope to that piece of wood. And that is given in the neck of a bullock whose eyes are covered. So he's, because he cannot see, and he, the oil maker drives that bullock continuously, and he goes round and round, round, round in circles, and that makes this stones churn the seeds of the mustard, and then the oil is produced in that manner.
So, whole day and night, he was doing what? For bullock. Oh, hot. Money, you should
go on.
Whole day and night. Nada Rishi one day came and told that, oh, you should try to chant Ram. Why hot, whole day and night you are engaged in this? You have no time. How? So how can I chant Ram? I cannot. Then he told that, oh, at the urine passing or stool passing, what do you do? Nothing. Oh, even you can chant at that time. So, chanting of name has no rules and regulation. Where you are, pure, impure, or anything. Oh, then at that time I may chant Ram. So, when he was passing his stool in the night, he went in the forest.
International bathroom
of India. He went and he was chanting
Ram,
and he stole passing also. Oh, Hanuman came at once because Ram. But he saw that he is impure and passing urine stole. He chanting Ram. At once he became very angry. And he
kicked.
How kicked? When he kicked Ravan, so powerful. Oh, he was rolling down on the earth. Meghna, Kumbhakarna, and others. He killed so many demons with kicking. But this kick was failure. He kicked, but he...
Nothing
had begun. Oh, he was chanting Ram. On next morning, he went to Ram's house. Oh, he heard from far away that Ram is doing kriyashing.
Screaming.
Screaming? No. Mourning. It means he is suffering so much. He went, oh Prabhu, why you are mourning like this? Oh, you did, you kicked me so powerfully. Oh, my bone has broken. When I did so? Oh, you don't remember. Last night, that
oil maker
was passing his stool and he was chanting my name. You should know that my name and myself is same. No difference at all. Nam nam. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukto Abhinatvan Namunami. So there is no difference in Nam. All power of Krishna, Supreme Lord, is invested in these names. So these names are more powerful than even Supreme Lord. So I was there in his heart and you kicked me. Then he promised, from today I will never disturb anyone in any state they may. So Hanuman is like this. So many stories. His whole life is full of Sarvesh of Ram.
Sindhur Makhanila Udai
Ulanda. Sindhur. No, better to tell that once Sita complained to Bharat, Lakshman, Shatrughna, or this monkey. Oh, very
naughty.
He had taken our all service to Ram. We have nothing to serve Ram. Whole day and night he is serving. What should I do? We do. Then they also
conspired a plan.
They made a plan that we should day and night for all services Ram. We should divide each other so that nothing
remain
for him service. So they decided, in the night, Sita will serve. Here and there in daytime, they divided Lakshman, Bharata, all services. They left no
service
for him. But Hanuman came to Ram and to them, please give me any service, even it is very
insignificant.
But I want to serve. Without service, I may die. So please do. Ram requested them that. If he wants to, you should give something. But they were not agreed. They told me, we have no. He has served so much. Now we will serve. But Hanuman requested that, you know, that I cannot survive. So please give me one service. What? Oh, when Ram has
yawning,
I can do like this.
Click.
That was, yes. We have seen him. So you can do like this, no harm. So Hanuman was, but you cannot enter in the room of Ram. From here you can do. But when he will yawn, then at that time, yes, I will. But he sat out of the room and he was doing.
Licking.
And Ram began to
yawn.
Day and night. He was doing and he was yawning. Then all came to him.
Failure.
All came him to Hanuman. Why you are doing always? Because I am not in the room. So I don't know when he will go. So I'm doing when anyhow.
I should not miss the chance.
And then they saw that, we cannot serve. Whole day and night Ram never took anything and only John. So, at last, oh, they divided his some service to Hanuman. Thus, Hanuman, in among all, Hanuman always serving Ram. But do you want to be like Hanuman? Why not? You'll be fortunate to serve him, Hanuman. But why? Oh, Gaur Prema. Tomorrow. Oh, we'll explain the services of Prem Parbhakta Pandava, Draupadi, Kunti, all. And Prematu, Uddhava. And moreover, gopis, they are not sadhak, even not siddha. They are Krishna himself or herself. So the glory of gopis are most highest. Even Uddhava cannot touch. And Radhika's love and affection, oh, there is some special thing that Krishna even cannot touch. And for this, he comes in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, tomorrow we will. I wanted to explain so much things, but I could not. You should try to select how you want to have a relation with our Supreme Lord Krishna. In what? If you have known this thing, your life is successful. And this cannot be without the help of a pure guru. We are all servant of, eternal servant of Supreme Lord. And in our
constitutional
form, like in soul, everything is in impotency. Like a mango seed. Mango seed. Oh, whole tree, whole leaves, all branches, fruits. How many fruits? The duration of the mango tree. Everything is in the seed, but in potency. So everything in us, in our soul is there. But we are very, but हम लोग बहुत क्या है दुर्भागा है
unfortunate
that we don't want to know all these things. We want to follow dogs, hogs, pigs. All shastras, oh, they are telling like this very loudly. If you are not doing bhajan, not knowing yourself, the realization of soul and super soul, you are like animal. And in animal what?
Donkey.
Camel.
Like this. So try to realize who are you. Why you are always suffering. How you can be liberated. If you are not thinking all these things, you are really an animal and very low class of animal. I have come to remind you all these things and try to remember and to follow. Very easily you can know all these things by chanting Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
But you should know this. Hare Krishna is of two kinds. One without any power and one with power. One is called Shabda Brahma and one is called
Shabda Samanya.
What is the meaning of Shabda Samanya? Oh, name, but not so much power. And name, having all the power of Supreme Lord. How we can have? Those are or Siddha. Chanting, always chanting, chanting, and serving Gurudev and Vaishnava. Those who have become perfect in name. And then name is there and they can donate. Or by reading, I've read here Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It will not do. A person who is not Siddha, but he is giving you, oh, I am Guru, I am giving you Hare Krishna. Oh, this will not do so much. So from any person who is reliable, is qualified, bona fide, and he has chanted always. Oh, from millions of lives he is chanting, and still he is chanting. He may give you. So try to know all these things, and try to collect name from that very high class of personality, and chant and be happy. Row.
Hare Krishna. Some
devotees. 1 second. Thus ends the class on the 10th of June 2002 in the evening in Boise. Hare Krishna.